This is so dumb. You know how we get these lists every day of like the top things that make you happy and what you can do to reach Zen and all that kind
of
stuff?
It's a whole industry within the industry of people that just kind of create this stuff.
Yeah. Top six things that make people the happiest. Raven, how many of these actually make you truly happy inside, okay?
All right. Count them from six to one, though, because I hate it when you start at the top.
Okay. Number six, spotting a bird you've never seen before.
I wouldn't even know. I like birds. Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong.
Is that a disclaimer? Who has to give a disclaimer that they like birds?
I mean,
who's out there being like, I hate birds. Birds are terrible.
I like birds. Mm. I like that birds are in the yard and they're singing and all that stuff. But I can't really tell the difference. My eyes aren't what they used to be either. So I guess that's more my fault than the bird's fault.
Right.
All right. No. Number five.
Doing exercise.
It feels good after you do it.
Yeah.
Definitely. You feel better after you did it.
I do. But I think that what makes you sad is like all the thought leading up to it. Like, I really need to fold the laundry, but I need to exercise. I really want to take a nap, but I really should exercise. You
right.
know what I mean? So
sure.
That doesn't help matters.
Okay.
Number four, finishing a good book.
I do love finishing a good book, but I'm sad that it's over.
I always get relieved because I'm always afraid that I'm going to run out of time. So it's like I did it. It's like I actually accomplished something when
How
I finish
are you going to run
book.
Out of time? You mean like die?
No, like, you know, like you put it aside because you have too many other things to do.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you don't even remember what happened in the last chapter because it's been 3 months since you picked it up off your nightstand.
Yeah, that is tough.
I actually have I have one on my nightstand right now that it's been months and I still have like three chapters left. Watching your favorite movie is number three.
I like that. Yeah, that always makes me feel good. It's kind of like a comfort thing.
A nice dinner is number two. That makes me happy.
Nice dinner is nice. Good company over dinner is nice.
Mm. I am one of those people that, like, I don't remember half the vacations I take, but I will remember a good meal forever.
Huh.
And I'll remember it, like, in detail.
Yeah. Not so much me. What is number one to make you happy besides puppy kisses?
Well, for me, the number one thing that makes me happy is, like, success, money, like, bonuses. That would make me happy. Not according to this list. According to this list, you'd rather listen to your favorite song then I don't know, win the lottery? Doesn't seem right to me, right? Like, I like good music, but if that's going to make the happiest in the whole world, no, I'll take the bonus.
I'll take the birds, I guess, over that.
Prince Philip's funeral was this past Saturday. Prince Harry and Prince William played nice. There was no drama. There was a lot of question about what was going to happen with that.
They walked up separately at first. Walked up separately, then they walked away together to have a conversation while Kate played mediator.
Exactly. Everyone is saying that Princess Kate was the mediator and that she is the
very
one that
queenly.
Is holding the glue of the family together and she will be a respectful queen. Et cetera, et cetera.
At least they got a nice day. It was beautiful. I mean, I saw the parts of
Come
it.
Come on.
I mean, I know that doesn't matter, but I mean, when you're 99 years old, you hope at least for a sunny day.
You know, I have to be honest with you. Prince Philip was 99 years old. Like, that's,
That
he lived a long, great life.
It's a full life.
I was a lot more sad watching it than I thought it was going to be. The vision of just the queen sitting by herself.
Right.
It hit my heart.
That was what Alicia was talking about, too, my wife.
She was 13 years old when she met him and fell in love. Like, she doesn't know a life without him. Like, it was sad. It was really sad.
Well, sad to say, I think she'll probably join him relatively soon.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
All right.
I think it crosses everybody's mind.
Did I just kill the queen?
Just stop killing.
I'm sorry if
oh
I killed
gosh.
The queen. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Here we
I didn't
go.
Mean to.
All right. Last week, you may have heard us talk about the fact that she had to wear a mask, the queen. So we sent her an Anna and Raven mask. We overnighted it to Buckingham Palace.
Right. $65 later.
Right. She didn't wear it.
Unfortunately, nobody wore it. I thought maybe somebody might have like left theirs behind.
Who?
Anybody.
You thought that like one of the cousins?
Maybe the grandkid. Whatever. The one that was in between. I mean, if the grandkid between Harry and William and wore it, oh. Woo, that would have been dynamite.
Nobody wore the Anna and Raven mask.
Nope, they didn't.
No, but when she got out of the car that was carrying her and she had the black mask on, for a minute I was like, oh my gosh.
Right.
I was like, she's wearing it.
Logo.
No, she's not. So other things that happened during the funeral was that there was a letter from the queen on the casket and it said, I love you. And it was signed Lilibet. That got me because that was a nickname that he had for her.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Also, she walked two steps behind the coffin, and that was the first time ever that she walked behind him because he always had to walk two steps behind her as royal protocol.
Mm.
That got me.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I started thinking about it, and he got to plan his own funeral.
Yes.
And he
did quite a job. They were talking about that.
It was low-key by royal standards. He was taken to the chapel in a Land Rover that he helped design. He had a hand in selecting everything. Raven, if you could plan your own funeral, what would it be like?
Easily. I want the military flyover, and I got to have the cannon salute.
What?
Yeah. But instead of, like, military songs, because I didn't serve, you know, I got to be respectful, so I'd like them to play the A-Team music behind me would be good. Also, you got to have complimentary 40s at the after party for all my friends so they can pour some out for me.
Colt 45?
Yeah. Well, I was more of a Heffenreffer kind of guy. But, you know, whatever you got, as long as they're there. Okay. St. Ides would be cool. Okay. Katy Perry would do, like, a short set at the end for the audience, and she would say that I was the one that got away.
Okay.
But she would do it respectfully, and then after she would hang out at the party because, you know, Alicia and Orlando Bloom would be there, too. So, you know, she'd have to be like, oh, but that was so long ago. You guys were so great together.
Yeah.
But I loved him.
All right. Your funeral is a lot different than mine.
Really?
Yeah, because
you also don't have a military flyover?
No.
Because I feel like you're really missing out on that.
I just want mine to be, like, so fun that nobody cares that I'm dead anymore. And, like, so I'm thinking, like, a petting zoo. Because if you see, like, a llama or a goat and you get to pet them.
It's true. You do feel better usually at that point.
You're like, oh, Anna's dead. But look at how cute this goat is. It's so cute.
It's true. Everybody does love goats.
Yeah, and then you walk away and you're like, that was fun, guys. Did you guys have a good time? Anna died, but you know what? I pet a llama.
Did you see the Katy Perry set? It was awesome.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I'm still giggling about this one on our text line. If you're one of those people that whistles constantly, that's all I need to know about you.
Mm-hmm.
Raven is one of those guys that's, he always snaps his fingers at people.
Yeah, I sing too. But yeah. I don't do it a lot here because I'm told not to constantly.
Right. Yeah.
But when I'm doing things at home or whatever, I sing. No matter what it is. And I sing about whatever I'm doing. I'd be like, feeding the dogs breakfast.
So weird.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
I have a good fluctuation and all that stuff too.
If you wear so much perfume that people can smell you coming, that's all I need to know about you. I always think unless you're somebody's aunt, you know what I mean? Like if you're an older aunt and you wear a brooch, then you get a pass. You can smell like Chanel No. 5.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like if you wear so much perfume.
Oh, that it just like permeates off of you. Right.
People smell you coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in Costco actually this weekend and there was a woman and I thought they must be piping it into the building because it was so strong down one aisle.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then I got away from it for a minute and then I came down another aisle and there it was again. And this woman must have been 50 yards from me and I could smell it just kind of, you know, going aisle the aisle. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was the same thing. I was at the pharmacy and I was like I'm like, well, I know I don't have COVID. I could smell that loud and clear coming right through.
I know this is going to make me sound 1,000 years old, but if you are listening to your music or talk radio or anything else that it is at maximum volume with your windows rolled up in the car, that's all I need to know about you. I don't even know how you do it. Like I'm pulling into a spot, you pull into a spot and my ears hurt. I mean, crack a window so you get some air in there. Like I honestly don't even know how you're doing it.
I sometimes do that.
No,
I
like my music loud,
yeah.
But I'm talking like talk where it's like.
Oh my gosh! Stop!
You know what I'm saying? Like it's terrible. It's terrible.
Well, it hurts your ears, I guess.
My eardrums hurt for them.
Oh, those poor people that have terrible hearing just trying to hear what's happening on the air.
I don't even understand how you can decipher the words when it's that loud. Like, the windows are shaking in your car.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you pull the toilet paper from underneath, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, I mean, you got to pull it from whichever way it's been loaded, right? I mean, if somebody loaded it from underneath, that's all I need to know about them, you know? Like, I mean, Anna, are you a draw behind or a draw over the top toilet paper?
You're never even going to believe this when I say it out loud.
Huh.
But when we redid the bathroom 2.5 years ago, I never re-put in the thing. So I don't even have a handle. It just sits on top of my toilet.
Oh, my. What?
I know. I don't know why.
Are you in college?
I don't know.
This is a frat house? What is this?
I don't know why we never did it. And then we just keep saying
oh
next
my
week.
Gosh.
And it's been almost 3 years.
At least get one of those foofy ones where it like stands on a pole.
I don't feel like it.
This has been a confessional. Thank you for sharing, ma'am. I had no idea.
1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
The three subjects you can't avoid today.
Cliche conversations with Anna and Raven.
cliche conversations. These are the three things people are going to be talking about today, and we just want you to be prepared so when that conversation inevitably starts,
right,
you've got something to say.
You can't get away from these conversations.
Mm-hmm. Number one, Prince Philip funeral. Two things you're going to hear about Prince Philip's funeral that happened this past Saturday.
It was sad.
Were you sad for the Queen? How sad was the Queen? Can you imagine not having Prince Philip after they've been together since she was 13 years old? That's going to be one. The vision of her sitting by herself in that church pew was so incredibly moving. And I could talk about it forever. It made me really sad. The other thing you're going to hear about, and I hate this, are you Team Kate or Team Meghan? It's like all of a sudden Twitter has divided. You can
It's not all of a sudden. This has been going on for 2 years with these two. What are you talking about?
But it's coming to a head now because
it's been coming to a head every interview, every time, every article.
But Kate is being kind of touted as like she's the mediator of the family. She's bringing the brothers back together. She is regal. She is true royalty. She is what a queen should be.
I mean, I think that that's the way that they've touted her since moment one.
Yeah, and then they're saying that Meghan, not so much.
It's the opposite.
I don't know why we have to do this. It was like when it was Team Angelina versus Team Jennifer Aniston over Brad Pitt. Like, why do we do this to women? Can't we all just...
To be fair, I was Team Angelina before.
Oh, I was Team Jennifer.
Now
are you crazy?
I'm clearly Team Jen at this point. But, you know, I mean, I'm just, you know... with the Royals, like, this is the game that's always going to be played. It just seems to be at a heightened state right now because that's where the media is at. But this game has been going on for hundreds of years with politics within the families.
Just let the women be the women. Let them do their thing.
Yeah, I mean... Probably neither will ever end up queen, but we'll see what happens. I mean, time's up. Kate could.
Kate's going to be queen. All right, number two, your yard. I don't want to sound sexist. This is a very guy conversation. Oh. I've heard it with my husband and every guy on the block. My husband will talk to anyone that will listen to him about our lawn troubles. And this is always the time of year when it starts over again. Poor Tom across the street. He put in sprinklers?
Yeah.
My husband is so insanely jealous. He's like, see how green his lawn is? What do you think he's doing? I'm like, I don't know.
Tell Paul. Paul can call me. I have sprinklers, and my lawn is still, I mean, I've got some patches where it looks nice. It's a disaster at my house.
A lot of conversations about lawns happening today.
Yeah.
And the last cliche conversation that you're going to be hearing today is about UFOs. So last April, the Pentagon officially released three videos showing unidentified aerial phenomena, and the Pentagon confirmed that they're going to release all the information this June.
Yeah, one of the things tied to one of the early stimulus packages was that they had 6 months to release this information. It's just one of those things that they tagged on. They were like, oh, you're going to sign that? Write that on line 72,003.
Right.
So they have to release this information. And the videos, I mean, if you haven't watched them, they're pretty trippy. Here's a clip from pilots chasing what has only been identified at this point as UFOs.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. My gosh. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west.
So, I don't even know. I mean, how come we don't make microphones better on jets,
Who understands that? Like, UFO! 150 miles per hour!
But if you're making a jet pilot go, wow, I mean, I guess that says something, right? I mean, they're moving it like, I don't know how many knots. It's a lot.
But they're saying like that the quote-unquote UFO, we'll find out in June, was going against the wind speeds of 150 miles per hour, nothing could actually do that.
And it was going across the screen at a rate that, you know, nothing that you've ever seen before on this planet has done.
I guess we'll see what they are come June.
Little green men.
Best or worst? We want to hear what was the best thing that happened over the weekend, or you have the choice, the worst thing that happened. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Raven, best thing that happened to you this weekend?
I witnessed a wedding, which was really nice. It was the first wedding of the season for our company, and it was just nice to see two people out there in love and celebrating that again. And just to have so many people there and then dancing and everything, it was crazy. Here's a little clip.
Came to me as two single people. You will now leave as a married couple, united to each other by the binding contract you've just entered. Therefore, in accordance with the law, I do pronounce you husband and wife.
We wish a very big congratulations to Carissa and Derek.
That's nice.
Yes, her dress was beautiful, and she was brave because it was chilly that day.
Yeah. What was the worst thing that happened over the weekend?
My job spreader broke on right as I had, we had cut the lawn, we did the weed whacking, we're doing all this stuff around the house, all that, and then I go to put down some lawn food out there, some fertilizer, and the drop spreader broke. So you pull on the little handle to open the door.
Yeah.
I went one row. I went two rows. Bing! It broke.
Okay.
And then I had to go to like six stores to find another one, and they sold me the dirtiest one that must have been on like a back shelf for like a year or something like that.
Not awful.
I overcame.
You know? Yeah.
I overcame. I'm going to survive it. Right. I'm going to survive it.
The best thing for me was this weekend felt like the most normal weekend in a very long time.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Saturday, Hayden started soccer again.
Wow.
The soccer season kicked off. And I, for the first time since she was 3 years old, I'm not coaching. My oldest daughter, Hayden, is 12.
How did your stress level do with that? So much better, I'm guessing.
You know, it was interesting because I was prepared not to coach her. I was prepared to sit on the sidelines because what I wasn't prepared for was all the other girls on the team who I had coached for the last few years. When they were making simple mistakes, I jumped up and I started correcting them, and they were looking at me, you know?
It's not your job anymore.
I was like, if I was their coach, I would come punch me in the face.
Can't you just shut your mouth?
They needed Coach Anna.
Can't you just quiet down?
Dakota started swimming on Sunday.
That's fun.
And she's my 2-year-old, and she loved it. Like, I was afraid she was going to freak out or anything like that, but she loved it so much, and it made me so happy.
That's good.
But the worst thing that happened this weekend... Dakota, my 2-year-old, is going through the terrible twos, and she's a handful.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out to dinner on Friday night, and she is not well-behaved, and she is throwing a fit. So I get a break where Hayden, my oldest daughter, takes her to the bathroom, except one thing happened that was very strange and I got very upset about.
What happened in the bathroom at the restaurant?
So we said Sophia and Stella took Dakota to the bathroom with us.
Yes.
And then I started, like, flushing toilet paper down the thing.
Down the toilet?
Yeah, that's the thing. And then Dakota started, like, putting her hands in the toilet because she has no hand coordination.
Nice.
To, like, rip the toilet.
What does hand coordination have to do with putting her hands in the toilet and you let your sister do that? How long did you let her put her hands in the toilet?
For, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's not where we wash our hands.
No.
Just maybe next time you have to go, I guess. Sorry, Mom. You don't get that break.
I mean, I'm like, sitting at the table enjoying my five minutes.
You don't get that break next time.
Best or worst? It's totally up to you. What was the best thing that happened to you over the weekend? Or what was the worst thing? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
The best thing happened to me this weekend. My kids stayed with my parents, and I was able to go out with my friends for once after my vaccine, have a few drinks, and it was like we were in college again.
That does sound pretty great.
Yeah.
Especially when you've been cooped up.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
I've been doing that for like 6 months.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Best or worst? What happened over the weekend?
Best. I just found out that I was pregnant.
Yay!
Oh!
Congratulations!
Oh, that's big news.
Very big news.
I mean, how could there be anything bad at that point, right?
Yeah.
Oh, your first one, too. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy every minute of it.
And Anna Raven, what was the best or the worst thing from the weekend?
Best thing that happened to me this weekend, softball season started.
Oh, softball season. Yeah, that sounds fun. It's good to get out there and do something.
Yeah, and worst thing that happened, I hit a metal box in my job, and I opened my skull.
I had to take pictures. You know, I tagged the cart. You know how like they've got the cart collection at the store? I tagged one of those with my car door this weekend, and I was so mad at myself.
Oh, God.
And I, like, nobody else can see
that
it.
Hurt.
Like, it was just a teeny bit. Nobody else can see it, but I know it's there now, and it's going to drive me insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the worst. Hey, Anna and Raven, what was the best thing or the worst thing that you saw or happened to you over this weekend?
Well, because of the pandemic, I have a new grandson, and he's a month old, and she was limiting the amount of people, so I was allowed to see the baby and my husband, but the great-grandparents weren't allowed to see. So I got the green light. I was able to bring my parents there, and it was so awesome.
That is great.
That is a great thing.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I know how exciting that is. I've never met my niece yet in Dallas. And I know my mom and my dad are finally getting to go at the end of the month. And it's a big, big deal. I can't wait to be able to hold her. And she's one. You know, it's crazy. She's not even a baby anymore.
I know. It's insane. So many things change, you know, even in a month, much less a year. So that was an awesome experience yesterday. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Best or worst? What happened over the weekend that was awesome or not so great? 1-800-330-9999. You could always call or text.
When my brother asked me to be the best man at his wedding, I was like, oh, of course, man. You've always been there for me. He's always been the dependable one, and I've always been the screwed up one. Right, Dad?
How many times have you been part of a bridal party? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I am the matron of honor at one of my best friend Tina's wedding.
Yeah.
This weekend was a lot of wedding planning on my side. I had to make like Google Docs with who's getting which dress,
sure,
what color they're allowed to get because we're doing a color scheme. I started planning the bachelorette party and I said to myself, I am too old.
Yeah, we have 2 or 3 weddings just to go to this year, and I'm already thinking to myself, why is this happening to us at this point, right?
It's so funny because when I was 38 years old, I joked that I was officially retiring from being a bridesmaid.
Right.
I said that if anybody wanted me, they could pick one of my daughters. Hayden would make an excellent junior bridesmaid. Dakota would make an insane flower girl, but sure, you can have her.
I actually remember that speech, yeah.
Yeah, and 2 of my cousins did because I was like, I'm too old for this.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm like, you could take the girls, and they did. But I always said the one exception would be when my best friend Tina got married,
mm-hmm,
I would stand by her side and I would do whatever she needed me to do.
Okay.
And this is my 7th time being in a wedding.
Wow.
It's been a while. And I'm wondering if I'm like, I don't know. Like,
if you're the record holder?
Well, am I the record holder being in 7 weddings? Definitely. I'm curious if how many weddings you've been in. Again, you can call 1-800-330-9999. But also, the way I'm thinking about doing things, am I too old to be a matron of honor? Because I remember planning like bachelorette parties for my cousin and my sister and my girlfriends like back in the day.
Sure.
And they were nuts, you know, like they were like, it was
rip-roaring party.
We party.
Right. Yeah. You went crazy.
This time I send a message to the girls. Hey, guys. What about a wine tasting?
How about we start at 10 a.m.?
Right, maybe
and then we can wrap up with dinner and a cheese plate by 7.
We could be home at a reasonable hour for the children.
You might be too old.
Right?
You might be too old for
I gotta go figure out what to do with this.
Yes.
Who is the record? How many times have you been a groomsman?
You know, at this point, it'd be hard to say because most of my friends got married so many years ago. So I would say it's probably a half dozen or maybe 8 or 9, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I've been the best man a couple times, and I don't think I did a very good job with it. I don't think I realized that, you know, I was supposed to plan and you know, kind of take that initiative.
Oh, no.
So, yes.
It's a big job.
Yeah.
They probably regretted that afterwards that you were the groomsman. Guys have it easy, though. You rent the tux and you show up. It's not like bridesmaids.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, unless, I guess, you're supposed to be the person planning something. And then, you know, I mean, we had bachelor parties. It's just, I'm saying it could have been bigger and more special, I guess.
Mm.
I'm not very good at that.
Yeah. 1-800, you want to know what?
What?
I'm really good. That's why I've done it so many times.
Right, so they keep calling you up there. I mean, these people are just like, you know what? I'm not even sure that we're best friends, but I have seen her in action, and she's pretty good at this stuff, so.
Until now. Who wants to go out for maybe a margarita? We'll get crazy. We'll have 2.
We could take a nice walk.
Spent the entire weekend planning my best friend's wedding. I'm her matron of honor. And I said I would retire years ago, but how do you say no to your best friend?
Well, you really can't, right? So now here you go. Party number 7.
7th time being a bridesmaid. How many times have you been in a bridal party? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Well, I haven't beat Anna for sure. I've only been 4 or 5 times I've been in it. So now that you're older, you're more classier and refined, and you don't have to do all that other crazy stuff.
But that's what I keep thinking. I go, does she want a tiara and like a sash that says bride-to-be,
mm-hmm,
and like us to be like spraying her with champagne at 3 o'clock in the morning at a club? I don't know. Probably not, right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, has she done it before? Is this the second time around?
No, she's my age, actually.
So maybe she's missed out.
Yeah, she's going to be 41 this month, and this is her first wedding. Like, don't I deserve to give her the big thing?
Yeah, but how do you ask her without blowing the surprise? That's the thing.
I think I'm just going to ask her.
Yeah,
get her a good stripper, then. Yeah. Get her a good stripper.
That took a turn. Classy and refined to make sure you get a good stripper. Okay.
Oh,
all right, Thunder Down Under. We get it.
You think Channing Tatum's available? Hi, Santa and Raven. How many times have you been a bridesmaid?
At least 10. I counted just now.
Wow.
That's the record right there.
That's all. Did you get to reuse any of the dresses? Because that sounds expensive.
No, not at all.
Oh, man.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How many times have you been a bridesmaid?
I have only been a bridesmaid 4 times, but all 4 of the weddings were in the same summer.
Oh, it's an expensive summer. I had a year like that where we had, I don't remember how many, but I want to say it was like 12 or 13 weddings. We weren't in all of them.
Oh my gosh.
No, but we had like 12 or 13 weddings that year. It was, we had 2 weekends that summer that we had 2 weddings each weekend.
I mean, that sounds fun, but you know, like, that's hard.
It was really expensive.
Yeah, no, but it's hard miles anyways on you, man. That's a lot of partying.
We were young, though. You know, it was like all our college friends were all getting married.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How many times have you been a bridesmaid?
I was a bridesmaid 6 times, but every time I was the maid of honor. Okay, not just in the wedding party, maid of honor.
I mean, 6 times the maid of honor?
How many times have I been
maid of honor?
6 for 6?
What are you, Michael Jordan of bridesmaids?
At this point, yes.
That's a lot of pressure because you have a lot of planning to do. It's a lot of events you have to host.
I mean, but clearly you've got the flow of it down.
You got it down. Rinse and repeat.
You know, after a couple of times, it doesn't even matter if they like you. They're like, no, she's just good. I've seen her. I've seen her in action before. She's definitely going to be mine. I need her.
You see that bridal shower? Yep, check.
Right.
Bachelorette party? She's got it down. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How many times have you been a bridesmaid?
9 times.
Whoa.
Yep. 9 whoppers.
I mean, that sounds expensive. That's like an extra car you could have had in your life.
It is. It's like maybe $1,000 each time that you're in a wedding. And I have 5 sisters, so I've been each of their wedding.
That one time on a date, what did he do? 1-800-330-9999. Strange things happen on dates. I was dying. My girlfriend Olivia went out with this guy, and she had gone out with him like once or twice before.
Okay.
And she texted me. She goes, "Do you think this is weird?" She's like, "The whole time we were out to dinner, he kept taking pictures of me and posting it on his Instagram story."
Oh, that's kind of weird.
So I went to his page, right? I was looking, and in the pictures, sure, you could visibly see how uncomfortable she is.
Right. I mean, knowing her, looking at her face, right.
She's like the straight smile. Like, what are you doing, buddy?
Right.
What are you doing?
All the platforms.
Yeah. Like,
his Insta, his Twitter, everything. She's up there. Right.
It was so awkward. What's the strangest thing ever happened to you on a date?
I mean, first dates can be loaded, right? So, I mean, when you have a first date, then there's a lot of tension and you could be nervous. So sometimes strange things will happen on first dates. But a second or third date, that's really odd. You know, I can't recall. I would say just on first dates, you either make a good impression or a bad impression. And on the days that I made a bad impression, you're probably projecting something that you aren't. You know?
What happened?
I mean, I've had normal things like a car breaking down or something like that, but nothing extravagant for myself. I never got injured on a first date or anything.
I think the strangest thing
passed
that
out
happened
on a first date one time. That happened.
What?
Yeah.
You forgot that? You glazed
after
over
day,
that?
After a day of work, and it was like a concert thing and then all that, and then I passed out after that, so that's bad.
We just got a text message on our text line, kind of similar. She says she went to the movies on her first date. The guy fell asleep and passed gas really loudly. Everybody was staring at me. I wanted to die.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, mine's tame compared to that.
Yeah, the only thing that ever happened to me that was really strange is when I went on a date with a guy, and I knew him. He was a really nice guy. It was the first time I went back to his apartment. This was in college, and he had samurai swords everywhere.
Right.
I always talk about this guy because it was the one thing that was really strange. I wasn't sure if I was going to survive.
You never know until you get out there.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That one time on a date, what happened?
What happened was, like, my first date, he said to me, like, I have a small problem. My mom's going to call me to let me know what we'll have for dinner. So, okay. So I thought, you know, like, let's go to a place, let's grab a bite and talk a little bit. When we're, like, having some drinks and stuff, his mother called in the middle of the day and asked him to go back home because she would not have her meal without him.
Oh,
so she wouldn't eat until he came home. So she asked you guys to break up your date and him to return.
That's good. I hope you. That was the first and last time you saw him.
That's it.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
But you still know where to find him because he's still living there with his mother.
He's not moved out yet. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Strangest thing that happened on a date.
Okay, the strangest thing that happened on a date is I met this guy online. We went out once at a restaurant, and then the second day we went to his house, had Chinese food. And we thought we were going to, like, watch a movie, and all of a sudden, he starts taking his clothes off, and he goes and he takes a shower.
What? Wait, what?
Did he think he was, like, luring you? Was he, like, leaving the shirt, like, in the hallway and, like, you know, like a sock?
Yeah. He took the clothes off right down the floor, and I was like, what is this? So I just bolted out the door. I was like, I am out of here.
Yeah, definitely. You got to get rid of it.
Did you take your combo with you, though? Because there's no way I'm leaving a C11 behind.
I'll tell you what, he was so darn cheap, and he was pretty wealthy, that he only ordered one meal between us, and it was just noodles.
Oh, red flag. No. Red flag right there.
Right there, you should have known.
Thank you for the call.
I hope you took that food. My good girlfriend Olivia went on a date, and the entire time the guy was posting pictures of her to his Instagram story. Weird!
That, I mean, if they had been in love for 6 months, that's romantic.
Not but like the third
first,
date.
Right, first, second, third date, like, that's weird.
1-800-330-9999. That one time on a date, what happened?
Yeah, I took this girl to the movie theater, the brand new Nissan Maxima. Came out of the movie theater and the car was gone.
Oh, that happened to me on a date. I went to a concert and my Mustang got stolen.
So we're walking around the parking lot, and I'm pretty sure we parked it here. She's like, oh, no, maybe we parked it over there. So we spent like 20 minutes walking through this parking lot looking for the car, and brand new car. So I'm trying not to get aggravated.
Aggravated? I'm trying not to cry.
Right. Raven, be honest.
I'm trying not to bawl in front of her the first time.
Stolen or repoed? Which one? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That one time on a date, what happened?
So the guy picked me up and told me we were going out to a nice dinner, and he actually took me to his ex-girlfriend's birthday dinner.
No.
What? No.
At the restaurant.
No, that didn't happen. No. You walked in there, and they were both going on by accident.
No, he took us there on purpose, and then we sat down and had dinner with all of them. And then I went to the bathroom to freshen up and kind of calm myself down. And when I came out, he was gone.
Oh, my gosh.
Where did you find this guy?
Was it a first date?
It was a first date, but he was a friend. Like, a guy I had a crush on for a long time. And so we knew each other pretty well. So it was kind of a shock
that
happened.
And what do you have a conversation with him afterwards? Or do you just, like, you ghost,
scumbag,
never talk to him again?
Well, it took a long time for me to talk to him again. A couple years later, he actually called up and apologized, but it took him a few years, so.
Right. He had to go back and apologize. So, like, you know, it was brought up to him. Like, I mean, first off, he knew it was terrible, but somebody probably told him, like, you need to handle this in your life before you get to be a full person. Maybe his priest.
No.
Maybe his therapist.
Yeah, it was definitely a psychiatrist.
Something like that, you know. It was like, you need to make yourself. It was a 12-step. It was one of the steps of some program somewhere.
I mean, I wonder what goes through a person's head to think that that's okay. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Strangest thing that happened on the date. What happened?
So we went to dinner. This guy I met online. We went out to dinner, and he invited me back to his place for a drink because he doesn't drink out anywhere since he drives for a living. And we got to his house, and I walked up the stairs and saw this huge aquarium that was empty. And I was like, oh, what did you have in there?
He
said he had two snakes. And I was like, okay. So I went, sat at the kitchen counter on a stool, had my feet up, and was kind of like freaking out, like, where are these snakes? And I kept asking him, like, so do I need these snakes? Anyway, start telling me about this girl that he was dating who had snakes as a pet. And he would refuse to go in her apartment. And I was like, wait, if you're so afraid of snakes, why do you have snakes? Only to find out he was just messing with me and there was no actual snakes.
He lied? So why do you have a giant empty aquarium?
Right.
Weirdo.
I still want that question answered.
Still don't know the answer to that question.
Weird things happen on dates. What was that weird thing that happened on your date? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
He ordered a $100 bottle of champagne on our first date.
Oh.
See ya.
Yeah.
I'm getting out of here immediately. What are you, a psychopath? Are you a killer?
Why is that so bad?
$100 bottle. First off, champagne on the first date is just weird.
Is it?
It's for celebrating. I mean, maybe at the end of the night, if you guys had the most awesome, you know, before sunset style, movie-esque type date ever in history. Champagne is for celebrating. It's not for sipping.
But some people just like to drink champagne. I think I would. Did he ask you first? Say, oh, do you like champagne? Because I don't really like champagne, so it would be strange if somebody ordered it and then I was forced to drink it.
I had just met him on Match, and we had been texting for a couple weeks. He finally suggested we go out for brunch. And right in the middle of asking me about my life and learning what I'm about, he just randomly ordered a bottle of $100 champagne.
Yeah, he decided he was going to marry you right then. Right?
Hi, Tana and Raven. This one time on a date, he...
he had his parents drop him off at the restaurant, and then they stayed. So I went out with this guy whose mother and father brought him to the date because his car was currently, I guess, like in an auto shop.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they drop him off, but they decided to stay and have dinner at a different table. And so I was like, do they want to sit with us?
I mean, you could get away with your parents dropping you off at a restaurant because they just drop you off outside. But when they come in with you and then they sit three tables over, how, like, you have to tell the girl, like, that's my parents.
I mean, how do you tell somebody at 24, yeah, my parents dropped me off still?
I mean,
you know? I mean, what's the age? At 15, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
16, that's fine, right?
18,
all right.
18, still okay.
Right, right.
Yeah, no, I think 22 is
yeah, take
cutoff.
A bus.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That one time on a date, he...
Yeah, so he his crazy ex-girlfriend showed up. I don't know how she even knew where we were, but it was our third or fourth date. Towards the end, this woman walks in. She's like storming up to us really fast and starts screaming at him. Turns out it was his ex-girlfriend. I tried to leave. I was like quietly getting up to tiptoe away. And he said, no, no, you stay. I want you to see how bad of a person she is. It was so awkward and very scary.
Oh, I would be afraid, too. I'd be like, what is this girl going to do to me right now?
I'm guessing, though, even after that interaction with him there, like he's like, no, you stay. I want you to see how scary this is. I'm thinking I don't want to see him anymore either after that, right?
Like, that's it. Mission accomplished, lady. I'm out.
I'm not your witness, dude. I'm not here to testify for you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That one time on a date, what happened?
So I met this guy online and went out to a restaurant to dinner. And then I was going good at first. And all of a sudden, he starts talking about how all his education. And he says, I'm actually really much smarter than you. So, yeah, he basically called me dumb on the first date.
That was nice of him.
Wow. And then what? Did you leave? Like, I'm leaving at that point, right? I mean, how does the rest of the date continue after that statement?
Yeah, I asked for the check. But that's what afterwards. He calls me afterwards saying, do you want to go on another date? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What happened that one time on a date?
When I went to pick him up, he came out with a toolbox and said, we have to tune up some lady's oil burner on the way to the restaurant.
What?
At least you know he's a hard worker. I assume that that's what he did for a living.
He was the oil burner man. It was 3 degrees outside. He said some old lady didn't have meat and that he couldn't sit in the restaurant knowing she was cold.
Oh, but that's kind of nice.
I was going to say, did you marry him?
Yes, I did. And I know how to tune up an oil burner.
Yeah, see? Right.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday, a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Ryan and Lisa. Lisa, I'll start with you. What's going on?
I've kind of had it because I'm sleep deprived. My man, he's always using the snooze button. So he hits the snooze button every single morning, two times, one starting at 4:30 a.m. and then the other at 5 in the morning. And of course I wake up. It's obnoxious. I have to wake up multiple times in the morning, even though I don't have to wake up that early. So it just drives me insane.
One of the nice blessings of how early that we wake up, Anna, is the fact is that my wife used to do the same thing. And at this point, I'm not sure if she does the same thing anymore because I'm not there anymore. Mm-hmm. But she did this. And for years, it drove me nuts. And I would ask her not to do it. And she kept doing it. I mean, what are you going to do? You either move down the hall or not. I'll tell you right now. If I start waking up later and she's still doing it, at this point in our marriage, I'll move down the hall.
Okay. Ryan, you know that it bothers your wife so much that you like wake her up multiple times hitting the snooze button. Why do you do it?
I like to wake up gradually, and the best way to do it is by using the snooze button. I have to wake up so early and get into work so early in the morning anyways. I like to wake up a little bit, hit the snooze button, go back to sleep for 20 minutes, half hour, and be ready for it when it goes off the next time, hit it again. So it's a gradual wake up that I can ease into my day.
I can't stand that.
Okay.
It drives me nuts. Anna does 3 alarm clocks, but that's a little bit different. They are all set to go off basically at the same time.
So it's one. So I have it is I have 3 alarm clocks and they're each 1 minute apart. So as soon as the first one goes off, I don't want to wake up everybody in my house. It's not so much my husband that I care about. It's more of my children.
Right.
So I jump up to turn off the first one and I do it knowing that I only have a minute to shut off the other alarms before they all start going off. It's like Frogger. I just jump up in a panic right? And shut everything off.
Immediately have to go from one thing to the next before there's a catastrophic failure.
Right. I've got a toddler. We've got to keep her asleep as long as possible. So I can't imagine hitting all these snooze buttons. And I can understand where Lisa's coming from, that it's obnoxious. But what we can do is see what our audience has to say, because they may think that she's overreacting. This is the gradual way he wakes up. My husband doesn't even hear my alarms anymore. He just stays dead asleep
right
the whole time.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Ryan has to get up very early for work, and he has this habit where he hits the snooze button 2 to 3 times over the span of 20 to 30 minutes, waking up his wife, Lisa. Lisa says it's obnoxious that he does this.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine having to live with those circumstances. He says he's waking up gradually again, but I mean, what about the people around you? You're just destroying their sleep patterns. I mean, any science would tell you this is not actually the way to do it.
But at least does he have a point? Like, this is when he gets up. Like, she just needs to roll over, put her pillow over her head, and go to sleep. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven, Couples Court.
I'm on the wife's side. I think it's obnoxious. It is absolutely selfish and inconsiderate. My husband doesn't used to do the same thing. I hated it.
And that's why you buried him in the backyard.
With his alarm clock.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court, Anna and Raven. Lisa's had enough. She says her husband, Ryan, has a bad habit that he spends about 30 minutes hitting the snooze button every single morning. And he gets up really early, like before 5 o'clock.
My wife used to do this. This used to make me insane. It disrupts the other person's sleep. Like, it's like he doesn't care at all how Lisa feels.
Well, he disagrees. He says that she's overreacting. She's sound asleep the whole time anyway. Just roll over and go back to bed. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Definitely with the wife on this one. I think the idea that a gradual wake up is just insanity, and it's all like a mental game anyway, so you might as well train yourself otherwise and be comfortable, because a 30-minute gap from your first alarm to the next, crazy if that's not fun. So I'm with her.
I agree with you. The gradual thing seems like nonsense, Anna. It's just, it's an excuse. This is the way you've gotten used to it. You can retrain yourself. It's really not that hard.
I did. I used to do it that way. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, good morning. I'm actually on the wife's side. I think that's obnoxious. And I think he should probably try, if he needs to gradually wake up, maybe try tomorrow morning waking up without his alarm. I bet you his body's automatically going to do what he's been doing.
Yeah, I would explain that to the boss today first before I try that. But right, I get what you're saying.
That I don't believe in that. If every weekend I don't set the alarm, and I would never wake up at 3:40 in the morning. I've never once accidentally woke up at 3:40 in the morning on the weekend.
Yeah, but what time do you wake up?
Usually around 7 or whenever the baby starts crying.
Yeah, so it's still pretty early, though.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm actually on his side. I'm kind of in the same boat as him. I have to get up at 2 a.m. for work every morning. I set my alarm and I hit 2 snoozes for 2:10 and 2:20, and I get up at 2:20. So I agree with him that it's a good idea to wake up gradually, but I think maybe he could compromise just a little bit as to how long the intervals are.
Wait a minute. Do you have a partner that's in the room sleeping with you too? And what time do they get up?
He gets up a little later than me by like an hour, but he understands what I got to do because I work FedEx and he works UPS.
I have never met anybody that gets up regularly earlier than I do.
If I got up at 7 or 8 in the morning, that would be the end of our relationship. But given the fact that you're both in shipping, you understand, then that changes things.
I think you learn my husband doesn't wake up when my alarms go off anymore. He's trained himself not to hear them.
That's crazy.
No, my fiance sleeps like a baby.
Exhaustion.
Thank you.
It's the blessing, right?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lisa, our audience agreed with you. Ryan, you got to cut it out or sleep in a different room. Oh. You can't have like the gradual wake up. All you're doing is disrupting your wife's sleep and she gets to sleep later.
James, thank you very much. I agree.
No, not fair. Not fair.
I get what you're saying, Ryan. It's obviously a big habit that you're going to have to try and reform a bit, but it is really rough on the other person.
Don't. I got to get to work, and I'd like to be there in a more pleasant mood than unpleasant, but I'll go along with what the court says.
All right.
Thank God.
If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hillary,
you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
$3,000, Hillary. Don't be nervous.
Oh, look at you trying to intimidate her.
I'm not nervous at all.
What is wrong with you? All right, Hillary. Raven's out of here. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in and ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat them, that $3,000 is all yours. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Kira Sedgwick says she didn't get invited back to Tom Cruise's house after she accidentally hit the panic button under his fireplace mantle and 5 police cars showed up. Who is Kira Sedgwick married to?
Kevin Bacon.
Number 2, Fire Festival attendees just won a $2 million class action lawsuit after the disgraced 2017 event happened in the Bahamas. The event was co-created by Billy McFarland and what rapper?
Ja Rule.
Number 3, the Academy hopes they can boost this year's Oscar ratings by having longer acceptance speeches. What film won Best Picture in 2020?
I don't know.
Number 4, Luke Bryan took home Entertainer of the Year last night at the Academy Country Music Awards. Luke Bryan is currently a judge on what TV show?
American Idol.
And number 5, this Friday is World Book Day. Amazon is giving away 10 free Kindle books to celebrate. Some of the biggest selling books of all time, number 1 is the Bible. Also Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone and The Hobbit. Who wrote The Hobbit? And time is up, Hillary. I don't know. I bet you he's going to tie you. Let's see. Come on.
What do you think?
Hillary got 3 out of 5.
Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Kira Sedgwick says she didn't get invited back to Tom Cruise's house after she accidentally hit the panic button under his fireplace mantle and 5 police cars showed up.
I wouldn't have invited her back either.
Who is she married to?
Kevin Bacon. That's easy.
Yes, they've been married a long time. Number 2, Fire Festival attendees just won a $2 million class action lawsuit after the disgraced 2017 event in the Bahamas. The event was co-created by Billy McFarland and what rapper?
Ja Rule. Good luck collecting that money.
Number 3, the Academy hopes they can boost this year's Oscar ratings by having longer acceptance speeches.
What?
What film won Best Picture in 2020?
That Parasite.
Yes.
Yes.
I was hoping you'd forget that. That movie stays with me.
Oh, yeah. No, it's one of those movies.
Yeah. Like, I'll never forget that movie.
Deeply disturbing.
You guys are tied at 3. Number 4, Luke Bryan took home Entertainer of the Year last night at the Academy Country Music Awards. Luke Bryan is currently a judge on what TV show?
American Idol.
And number 5, this Friday is World Book Day, and Amazon is giving away 10 free Kindle books to celebrate.
Cool.
Some of the highest selling books of all time include number 1, The Bible, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, and The Hobbit. Who wrote The Hobbit?
Is The Hobbit, it's not Martin.
No. It's J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry, Hillary. You know, he beat you 4-3 this morning.
I knew that, and I talked myself out of it.
Sure you did.
I did.
All right, we'll hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt, Hillary.
Better luck next time.
It's Hillary, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for trying, Hillary.
Ooh, $3,100 tomorrow.